Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Welcome to today's episode. We have two very special guests with us at the same time today, Mr. Mark, and this is Shannon from Big Impact HQ. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to be with both of you today. This, I think, is the first time on our podcast we've interviewed two at the same time, but I like the dynamic. Husband and wife, power couple, both in business and in life. And it's just such a pleasure to get to meet you and get to know you just over a week ago at the World Class Events Mastermind with Alice Moscow. And I was just super impressed, not only by your skill, the fact that you've worked with professional women since 2014, over 3,000 of them, helping them become world-class speakers and experts, being on big TEDx stages and generating over $100 million in their businesses. But you guys are like really wonderful human beings who really care and are also prolific in your skills. I know you, Shannon, I was reading on the website that you've done a ton of transformational development work with some leading female leaders like Alison Armstrong, so one of my favorites as well. And Mark, you know, you are a prolific keynote speaker, traveled and spoken on stages. Between the two of you, in the last, 20, 30 years, you've done over 1,000 transformational events, either by support or led. And you guys have been around. You're the OGs. And now you guys are developing your latest and greatest program, the Big Stage Experience, which I'm super excited to hear about today. And also your just experience when it comes to leading events, filling events, engagement at events, and ultimately conversion. So with that being said, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank I appreciate you for having us on.
It's going to be fun.
Most certainly. For our podcast, one of the things we love to do is jump right into that value nugget for our audience. And as most people, just like yourselves, who are leading events, the top of mind thing is, gosh, I just booked my venue. I have the dates on the calendar. Now, how do I fill my event? How do I get the right people there? Not just people, but how do I get the right people to show up? And it's top of mind. And Shannon, I know we were talking in the green room. One of your specialties is learning how to fill rooms without ad spend. So I'd love just to turn the microphone over to you and just hear your experience when it comes to filling the event without using ad spend.
Yes, let's talk about filling the room, aka butts in seats, right? We like to say souls in seats because we actually care about their soul, not just their butt. So feel free to take that. So there's a gazillion different ways to fill your room. And we like to start with the no ad spend first, all right? You might already be doing Facebook ads, and if you've mastered that game, that's fantastic. You might be trying to master that game, and that can be a frustrating place. We've been there as well. But what we found time over time, year after year, no matter what the economy is doing, if it's virtual events, live in-person events, affiliates, JV partners, and speaking gigs. And really under speaking gigs, I'm going to add sponsorships as well. Okay. So affiliates, JVs, and speaking gigs, with some of those speaking gigs being paid sponsorships, some being free stages. But those are the three main ways that we found are the best ways to fill the room over and over again and not be left with a $100,000 ad budget per month just to fill the room. That's a lot of programs that you have to sell when you get on stage. So the more you can do it low or no cost, the better.
One thing I would add to that is sponsorships. I love sponsorships. A lot of people say, oh, I'm never going to pay to play. And typically when I hear that, I'm like, this person doesn't really truly understand how to have a conversion system. When you know that you're going to talk to 50 or 100 of your ideal clients, you're going to know your numbers. You're going to be able to reverse engineer that. Case in point, we spent $15,000 for 3 minutes of stage time with Suzanne Evans, but that also included a booth. We turned that into over $180,000 and about 15 people coming to our event, and then about 8 of them purchasing our program. Why? Because we knew the math, exactly what we needed to do in that 3 minutes of time. We knew what we needed to do at our booth. We knew what needed to be offered, and we knew what our clients needed and wanted and what their frustrations were.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that jumped out to me, Mark, is as soon as you started talking about your numbers, you're speaking to my heart, knowing your numbers, the fact that you were happily willing to invest $15,000 for 3 minutes.
Right.
What is that? That's $5,000 a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it just takes something to have the confidence to be like, I'm going to make a $5 a minute investment. But you being so confident in knowing your numbers, being willing to do that over and over again, right? And I couldn't overemphasize the importance of that when it comes to filling your event, is knowing those numbers. Shani,
I also think that speaks, Rudy, to getting the right people there. Because when you do a sponsorship, you're basically leveraging the authority they have with their community to entrust you to take their stage. And they're going to be an advocate of your offer. And so that's the fastest way to transfer belief into you as an expert. And especially if it's something that they touch on, but they don't teach. So you're really complementing what they do with their community. That means their community has a gap that you fill. So when you can find a community leader that offers the opportunity for you to sponsor, and you know their audience is your ideal audience, now you're making sure that the people that are showing up in your space are the ones you want to know.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we'd much rather invest $15,000-$20,000 for a sponsorship, a speaking sponsorship, okay? If they just give you a booth and a banner on their website, who cares, all right? You got to make sure that you have a stage in that sponsorship. But we'd much rather do that investment than do the whole Facebook ad game, right? So with affiliates and JVs, I want to give some tangible, grounded tips and some strategies when it comes to those. So first, most of you listening, you're a bit more established. You're on the court. You've been doing this for years. But just for everybody's sake, the difference between a JV partner and an affiliate, just so we're all speaking the same language, a JV partner to me is going to be like another community leader that has their own email list. Maybe they have their own events, right? Like they're used to playing the JV reciprocal game, right? So I'll mail for you, you mailed for me. I also like to do stage trades within those JV partners. That's another little tip on easy, low-hanging fruit to get more stages and speaking gigs to fill an event, okay? And then an affiliate is basically, they believe in you. Maybe they're a client, maybe they're a raving fan, but you're not necessarily doing the reciprocal cross-promote. They're promoting you and you're paying a commission. You're still paying a commission on the JV partners as well, but the JV partners has a bit more deep dive relationship capital, relationship built in. And it's like your colleagues and your peers that would be a good fit, and you have a complimentary audience and offer. So that's kind of the two differences. And it all starts really with the magic of your connection call, right? In that connection call, you want to make sure you're going into that call being really clear about your ask. I see this happen so many times, Rudy, with like a staff. It's coffee dates, or they're with each other we were together for 3 hours and nothing actually happened. Oh, well, I'll get back to you. And it's like, no. I do a 30-minute connection call. I am having so much fun building rapport, connection, getting to know them, getting to know their funnel, getting to know like, oh, do you bring in guest experts for that? That sounds fantastic, right? Oh, you have a podcast, right? So listening for where are the places that you could come in as a guest expert, and then that's a stage for you. That's a speaking gig. And where could you offer them a stage? You know, so be looking at that in the connection call. And then make sure that you know when your launch is going to be. Have that all mapped out. Have the assets that you're going to be promoting. What I've found works really well is your like a PDF lead magnet ebook that leads to a masterclass or a webinar. And then all roads lead to the event. Okay. So it can be a virtual enrollment event or an in-person enrollment event. It doesn't matter either way, but just those are the three assets. And you want to give your affiliates and your JV partners three different affiliate links, one for the ebook or the freebie, the lead magnet, the webinar, if they want to promote straight to the webinar, and then straight to the event. And ideally, they're promoting all three assets. That's what I've found works really well for the affiliate and JV.
Very quickly, I want to circle back around to witnessing Shannon do these connection calls. I mean, it's an exercise in awesome. She is so good. And you can see you need to be a leader in this call, because what she's able to do is, one, she's really great at building rapport. She's got this effervescent personality, but she is very intentional on how transparent and direct she is about talking about what makes a deal. So you've got to know, what is their funnel? What is their offer? What are they doing? How is it working? You're also sharing best practices in this. And so right out the bat, within 10 minutes of these conversations, they're moving into how they're going to be swapping stages, and the deal is getting done very quickly. And that's what I want people to see, is this doesn't need to be something where there's a lot of follow-up. When you know how to go in there, you know how to talk about it, you know what you're doing, you lead the conversation, what you can come out of in a 20 or 30 minute phone call is gold.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I just want to make sure I clarify what you mean by connection call, because I think I kind of lost it as you guys were jumping, talking about it. Can you explain what a connection call is?
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks for the clarification. So basically, I set up a 30-minute call with a potential affiliate or a potential JV partner. So typically, this is going to be with another industry leader where we're looking at the possibility of, like, how could we collaborate? It might be called a collaboration call or a JV call. I call mine a connection call. You can call it whatever you want, but that's basically what it is. It's like, how could we potentially partner together? Maybe you met each other at an event. Maybe you met each other at a virtual networking event, or maybe you were on a podcast and you're like, hey, let's see how we can play together, right? That's the purpose of that call.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Yeah, so just in kind of a recap here, you guys talked about joint ventures, partnerships, and the difference between joint venture partnerships and affiliates. We talked about speaking gigs and stage swaps and all the other things that happen when you speak on stages. And then actual sponsorships. Mark, you gave the example of paying $5,000 a minute and happily doing it because you're going to get a great rate of return on that. All great. And I love the different ways that you can go about doing it without running the Facebook ads or the Google ads, et cetera. I'm curious to hear from your perspective, and I think this is where it gets juicy, is what are some of the mistakes perhaps that you've made in your experience in this era where you've learned some valuable lessons from filling the event?
Mm-hmm. I can go with you on that right off the bat. I think the biggest thing that you do, especially once you start making money, you'll often throw money at a problem, as opposed to recognizing when you need to step in and master what's going on, create the system, take ownership for the outcome, build the KPIs, build the SOPs, make sure that you're getting in there with the team down on the front line. We did that with Facebook ads. We did that with filling the event. You are acquiescing things. And more I see it is that you've got to learn how to discern, ooh, this needs my time, attention, and 100% effort. I got to go into it and I got to learn it. Then I can leverage it with team and systems and all that. But I got to get into the weeds and figure it out. Master it on my own.
Another mistake that we made and I see a lot of people make is not hiring a JV manager soon enough. Mm-hmm. Okay. So as a CEO, as the leader, you know how to do this. You know how to do the JV game, or maybe you're doing it already. You're like, well, I've got this. But you're soon, if you're not even already there, you're going to hit capacity and you're going to hit bandwidth. So ideally, hire a JV manager before you reach capacity, because that's when deals take a lot of time, is when you're busy and the other person is busy and nobody's there to really like land the plane, you know? Okay. And then the other mistake that I made is not getting like an admin team around me soon enough. All right. So maybe you already have a JV manager. Make sure that they also have an admin supporting them so they can stay in the wheeling and the dealing and the strategic mode. If that is still you, make sure you have a right-hand person who's sending the speaker assets, collecting the swipe files, checking the affiliate links. Like, you don't want to get stuck in the weeds of that. And it really deserves its own department, if you will. Like, if you look at it like, okay, this is its own lane, its own department within my company. So one of my clients, Penelope Jane Smith, she's a money expert, a wealth expert, specifically for women entrepreneurs. We actually just had her virtual enrollment event. And literally just before this call, Rudy, we got off of our like 2-hour marketing debrief stats powwow. And it's so fascinating to always like see the metrics. So that's my next mistake and tip. All right. Make sure that you're always looking at the stats and the metrics, because not usually, all of the time, my idea of what worked versus what the numbers say is always different. It's always different. Sometimes it's better than I thought it was. Sometimes it's worse than I thought it was. But you've got to make sure that you're setting up a data metric driven company. This really goes even outside of just the JV game, right? For your whole marketing department, for your finance department, everything. It really has to be data driven. Because we have all kinds of ideas about things and all kinds of emotions about things, but they might not be the facts.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that when we're working with 7-figure women speakers, we have like a whole CEO engine of 6 different engines that have metrics and dashboards. And it's important that you get those in place. And it can take a while to even know what metrics to measure and then to get those metrics to be able to be available at your fingertips. Making the decision to just bite the bullet and get that bill makes it easy driving. It's really important.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are speaking my language. Knowing your numbers, having metrics and dashboards. I love that. When we work with clients in our agency, we have a done-for-you agency. We'll bolt on to like a virtual event or a live in-person event, and we'll run all the enrollment process for them. But we're really a sales data company. Mm-hmm. We capture the numbers. We have it in dashboard. We look at trends over time. Conversions, to your point, it's like there's how we feel and there's our stories, but then it's like what's actually going on. And I can't overemphasize the importance of that. And to your point, Shannon, I know you guys just came off of one of your clients who you mentor and you also participate in their upside, doing nearly $1 million in 3 days.
Yeah.
You give them huge sales short. I mean, that right there is a big accomplishment. I mean, I think everyone listening to this is like, I want all my events to do that. That's like that's the BHAG, right? That most people have with their events.
So let me fill the dream space for the viewers. Imagine 900 people enrolled for your live virtual event and then converting that into over $900,000 in sales in 3 days.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop. And then knowing that the next time you do it, it'll get better and get better and get better. So you want to have this innovation flywheel. And that's what's great about, like today, Shannon was saying they have a meeting. So they're already integrating what they learned from this event to prepare for the next event. And doing that as a team.
And that's a really important point that Mark just made. The innovation flywheel. Okay. So this is a mistake that we've seen clients make. And oftentimes when we come in as sort of a fractional C-suite and we do that, a lot of times we're cleaning things up. Ruby, I'm sure you probably end up doing the same thing. And a mistake that we see a lot of speakers making is you're doing maybe 2 or 3 different enrollment events on your front end. Right. One of the reasons why Tony Robbins is he's had Unleash the Power Within his main enrollment event for, I don't know, 4,000 years.
Since the dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, talk about an OG. So the other important thing, so you get known for your signature enrollment event. All right. So it's something you can brand and, you know, but then the other piece is all those assets and your marketing engine and your copy and your lead magnets and your all the things, your social and everything, your swipe copy for the JVs, all that needs to be built, right? So build it one time for one innovation flywheel, and then you do the same enrollment event over and over again. So my client Penelope, we do her Financial Freedom 101 online event 3 times a year. We rinse and repeat that. Another client, Rachel Jane Gruver, she's the CEO of the Awaken School. And so we have Spiritual and Successful. That's the name of her 3-day enrollment event. She does it live. She has a beautiful retreat center in Colorado outside of Denver. We do that 4 times a year live in person. Same event, rinse and repeat. And then your team can get really good at that one thing, right? And it's super important after that event is the metrics and the data to then create the next plan to get that flywheel spinning.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. And I love all the case studies that you've gotten to share of your clients and their businesses and their results. And I can see how you guys have really built an engine and a system, because that's what you do. You support women who have seven-figure businesses in scaling, right, their message, right, yes, scaling their impact. And clearly, you have the systems to have repeatable, predictable outcomes and results that you're doing over and over again with different clients over time, right? So this is remarkable, a testament to your work. I love the, I forget who said this, but it's like, bury your success in the success of others and you'll get what you want in life. And it sounds like you've really done that time and time again with your clients.
Thank you.
Most certainly. Mark, we were chatting in the green room about like a really neat skill that you were able to teach or share, that it's based in neuroscience. And if learned and applied, it could help increase conversions for the offer for anywhere between 2% and 10%. I'm pretty sure everyone that's listening to this would love to learn a little skill to help improve their conversion 2% to 10%. At least I would. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Yes. Yeah, so did you want me to do the conversion piece here or the engagement piece?
Good question.
The conversion piece is different. So like, let me start with the engagement piece. We'll leave that as a nice open loop.
Now you have to watch to the end. We'll come back to it.
When I had a mentor named Roy Williams, and he was known as the Wizard of Ads. So I was in video advertising and I was frustrated. I was in an industry that was grip mind. Everybody was doing the same, kind of like the speaking and seminar industry. So when you can find something innovative that works, because it's working on the human level, the human psychology level, it's powerful. And so I brought this whole concept of first mental image from radio into speaking. And an example of this is our client, Jaya. She's the one that created the erotic blueprints.
But I'm
a phenomenal expert. She's been on Tony Robbins' stage working with his high-end clients. And once we showed her this particular skill and tactic, everything started changing for her in the way of conversions. So like, as people are leaving the room and coming back for the room, you got to get good at doing the cliffhanger, the open loops. But a first mental image is what I'm talking about. If you want to grab your audience immediately, you're not going to come out and say, "Hi, everyone, how are you doing today?" Jaya, who's this beautiful feminine form, she puts her arms over her head like she's got them tied together. And she says, "Cuff, tied, and satisfied." Okay, so she's literally bypassing Broca. So there's a part of the brain that is designed to survey the horizon for what's predictable and irrelevant. And that's more important today than ever, because when you're getting overly stimulated on how to think, what to do, how to believe, who to be, you start disregarding a lot. Most of the majority of what you get, it's highly predictable. And so your brain is going, "I already know this." So when you can say something out of the unusual, it instantly tantalizes this part of the brain and they lean in. And constantly, we're always told by our AV that people are leaning in. Why? Because we're constantly using first mental images. We're getting and making mind movies and getting people thinking and feeling on a neurological and physical somatic level.
So another example, we use this one a lot, is you on stage. You have 10 minutes to speak. What would you say? So that might be a great way to open like your signature talk.
Yep.
That could be on a webinar. That could even be a podcast. That could definitely be for a live stage. And then with your enrollment event, that's a great way to open each section of your enrollment event and play with different first mental images. I'll tell a quick little story. So Mark is a genius at the first mental imagery. Okay, so we speak together. He's always the FMI guy, the first mental image guy. So this was a couple years ago, quite a while. Well, maybe like 7-8 years ago. And he's like, "Okay, today you're going to do the FMI, the first mental image."
I had to stretch it. I'm like, "You got to just..."
Well, that's your thing, right? Like, he's the creative visionary and I'm the organized, systematic. So he's like, "You got to get out of your box, all right?" So I was like, "Oh," like sweating, like as we're driving to the stage instead of speaking, yeah, like, "Oh, what am I going to say?" So we get on, we get introduced. The promoter, the event manager, like reads the bio, and it's a multi-speaker day-long thing, right? We're right after lunch, like the worst time. There's vendors in the back. They got their heads down, like they're gophers in the sand, like more interested in like unpacking their stuff than listening to us speak. So I get on stage, we get on stage together, we're introduced, and I say, "She took her red lace panties off and tossed them into the corner of the floor." And these gopher heads start popping up. You could have heard a pin drop in this room. And I was like, okay, all right. Like, I'm sold on First Mental Image. So the whole thing was she ripped her red lace panties off, tossed them into the corner of the floor. Today was the day she decided to go for it. She decided to go for her dreams, put her big girl panties on, and to make a big impact. How many of you are here to make a big impact? Can I get a hell yeah? Everybody was all in. And that's actually when I was sold on First Mental Image. And now we kind of go back and forth. And so, okay, I'll do it today. You'll do it today. Or this session, especially if you do have a co-speaker, right, that's a good way to kind of mix it up a little bit. But yeah, it can be really fun.
And without that skill, you're put into a situation where you're at the mercy of what could be going on in the room. Professional speakers know how to take control of the attention in the room and hold it. And when you can have that skill set and you can read the room, you can recognize what it needs. Does it need fire? Does it need for you to maybe collide a little bit and challenge them? Does it need something soft? Does it need something kind of polarizing, like with Shannon?
Sometimes the room needs more lighting. Okay, we had another one. It was in like a theater and the lights were dim and
dark
and
like a movie theater.
People are like sitting back watching a movie and we're like, all right, this isn't going to work, right? So we're like, all right, you make friends with the AV team, right? Okay, we're about to go on in 20 minutes. We need this entry song. We need the lights turned up. We're announced. Boom. It's a party. The lights are on. Instant state change for the audience.
That was an instant. Broke a surprise because every other speaker had come out there exactly the same and was being predictable in a dark room. Now all of a sudden music comes on, light comes up, and then here comes Mark and Shannon. It's awesome.
Wonderful. Awesome. Hey, I'm really taking away this idea of the first mental image. You said Jaya walks on stage. She goes hands over head, cuffed, tied, and satisfied. And then you were like, she ripped off her red panties and threw them in the corner, right? It's like, boom, you got attention.
Now, and both of those, we had a tendency to be a little sexual. It's important that you don't just say sex.
Right.
You've got to tie it into a through line of what you're there to talk about and what they're going to get.
Right.
And
so it does get people's attention, to be clear. Every time.
It's always be sexual. That's the, yeah, that's the
doesn't
point.
Have to be.
It doesn't have to.
But if you want it to work, I'm just kidding. It reminds me of kind of the teaching we had with Eben Pagan, the mastermind. He said, there's 150 billion hours of attention available per year, like 24 hours a day times the population. And we're competing with AI now and everything else out there. So that's a great skill and tool, he said, like to be able to be in the competition for people's attention. So thank you for sharing that, Mark.
You bet.
So speaking of getting people's attention and speaking of big stages, and the big stages, I'd love to, if you would be open to sharing a bit more about how you help women to scale their messages to seven figures and beyond. Would you be open to sharing a little bit with us? And I know you have like a gift for our audience too, along that way. Would you mind sharing that?
Yeah. I'll share a little bit about our event and then I can share the gift. Yeah. So we are doing an invite only event coming up called the Big Stage Experience. And it's for seven-figure women speakers who are on the core with their enrollment events. You've got offers. This is not for newbies and, you know, under six figures trying to figure it out, right? This is for you who are mastering offers and you want to take it to the next level. And you're great at speaking and selling, but it's the constraints and the complexities of your operations, your day-to-day, scaling your business, managing your team, managing cash flow, managing payroll. It's just like, oh, all I want to do is speak and sell. That's who this event is for, the Big Stage Experience. So if you're interested in that, Mark will tell you how to get in contact with us. It is invite only. You know, your audience here, Rudy, would most likely qualify. You need to be making at least $500,000 or more. So about $500,000 to $1.5 million in revenue and have at least three team members or more to really get the most out of it.
You got to be making offers and convert. Mm-hmm. That's when you can really take your business from one level to the next and be able to 3X. And when you start to get and start to understand that scaling is a skill set and a way of looking at your business. It's not about scaling your sales. It's about preparing your business to triple its revenue in the next 24 to 36 months and being able to recognize the constraints that are making you go insane as a business owner. So it really is about being able to, for seven-figure women, to scale their million-dollar message. and be able to take that to another level. I mean, it's our vision to create a model in this industry of a profit of seven figures. That's when you really have a business that allows you to really experience the American dream, because in this industry, you're becoming someone, you're working on yourself. In order to be at the front of the room leading people, you're required to become someone absolutely amazing. And you're on this path, constantly getting better, constantly improving, constantly up-leveling. And that's why people follow you. And so this is what that's about, is really stepping into that million-dollar speaker that's designed and meant to, on this planet, inspire people.
Thank you, Mark, so much. Thank you, Shannon. What about that special gift you have up your sleeve?
Yes. Let's talk about the gift.
So one of this is really about increasing conversions. I want to make sure we go back to the 2 to 10% increase in conversions. The gift that we have here today is designed for you as an experienced speaker and someone who's converting from stage, whether that's virtual or in person, to be able to understand how to customize your message more effectively. So we created the Speaker Blueprints. This is really how you discover your it factor and your ability to convert that plays to your particular personality profile. So we have six different speaker blueprints, all the way from the professor, all the way to the motivator, all the way to the performer. All these different profiles allow you to customize and play to your strengths. So you can go to speakerblueprints.com. That's speakerblueprints with an S. .com. It's going to take you about 3 minutes. This isn't just a fun little quiz. This is an assessment where you'll get sent a nice, robust, full report of what is your strengths as a speaker and how to play to those strengths.
And after you've taken the speaker blueprints, email us and let us know. I'm the motivator. I'm the professor. You'll get a nice report and it'll give you some tips to how to increase your conversion rate based on your strengths. Because the main way to be potent on stage is to be your authentic self.
Right.
Stop trying to play it up or be something that you're not. Be you, but then adding in some best practices aligned with your personality can be really powerful.
That sounds like a great assessment and a great resource. We're going to go ahead and include that link here somewhere around the interview, whether it's the show notes or somewhere where people are listening. And can you say that? Can you say the link one more time, please, for our audience?
Speakerblueprints.com.
Speakerblueprints.com. Love it. Love the idea of taking a 3-minute assessment, figure out if you're a professor or if you're a motivator or anything in between, but whatever your authentic speaker style is, and then be able to build from there. That's just brilliant. Thank you, Mark and Shannon, for that generous gift with our audience. And as we wrap up here today, any final words of advice that you have?
Yeah, I want to make sure that we left this open loop on the 2 to 10% conversion. And this is one of the things I see over and over again that people forget to do in their offer. It's mandatory that you do a repitch, usually the following day. This is where you've already made the offer. People have gone home. Typically, we believe in the application model. You should be making sure that people apply, and you are building your entire event around who it is you want to work with, not who will say yes to your offer, but who you know you can crush it. One of the reasons why we get such great results for our clients is we don't work with everyone. We're really clear on who we can help and who we can't. Now, we've been in this industry and doing personal growth for a long time. So people that come into our world, they are elevated. But if they're going to make a big investment in what we do, we want to make sure that they can get an ROI as quickly as possible and be able to triple, double, triple, quadruple that investment. So the number one thing in your repitch, I think it's very important, is that you're clear of the 5 or 6 main objections that your audience has and make sure that you are able to hit those very clearly. This is also about bringing what I call the fire frame. And this is where you're going to do what is known as a little bit of a collision with your audience, meaning you're going to challenge them. You're going to let them know this is the standard that it takes to participate in this level of programming and this level of training, support, mentorship. You're not going to leave it open. You're expecting them and you're showing them that they need to show up as someone who follows through, who is their word, who does what they say they're going to do, and that you don't work with people who don't have that standard. Set a strong standard. Be willing to be in your passion around that and be willing to bring the fire of what they're going to get when they show up and bring the fire of what's going to happen if they don't show up. And when you can challenge people in this way, elevates their belief in you as a leader and your ability to lead them into something new. great coaches, great consultants understand that the number one skill we've got to do is to get you to do something that you previously were unwilling to do. You have fears, you have frustrations, you have trauma, all that's locked into your body. And if you don't lead them out of that, they won't look in the mirror and say, oh, it's because of me, I didn't get results. Their brain will come up and assign that it's you, something you did or didn't do to get your results. So knock that out of a possibility in the repitch. Really bring the fire, but also bring heart, bring passion, and really challenge them to step up to the plate so that they can get the transformation that's beyond what they believe is possible.
And then in the repitch, this is also like the morning session, typically of day three, right? Of your 3-day enrollment event. After you really brought the fire, you recap everything they're going to get in what we call an offer stack. You've seen the slide, right? We're like, you're going to get this and here's the value. You're going to get this and here's the value. But they're clear on exactly what they're going to get. And then you've overcome objections. What are you going to do if you don't do this? Future pace, where's your life going to be a year from now? Maybe you're a hormone expert, right? You help, you know, women in menopause with their hormones. Well, that shit does not get better over time. Pretty much nothing gets better over time if we don't do something different. So no matter what your expertise is, future pace, what their life circumstance is going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if you don't make a different decision now, today, where's your life going to be, right? And then you want to sweeten the pot. We like to like add some juicy bonuses, maybe like 2 juicy bonuses to sweeten the pot. For anybody that might be like on the fence, we just give them like a really irresistible reason to say, fuck, I'm in. Let's go.
Perfect short little story. This happened at Alex's event. So Shannon and I are leaning in. Alex is making his offer. And as he's going through the offer, I'm like, okay, this is looking pretty good. And then he said, and then part of it is we're going to have Eben Pagan a part of this program. And I went,
barks to me. I'm like, oh, we're done.
We're done. So as soon as he added that bonus, I knew that it would make no sense to say no. And that's the other piece. Really focus on making it irresistible. I mean, people really need to be in fear in order to walk away. I mean, it needs to make so much sense that it's a no-brainer. Yes, makes sense, and that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Fear missing out, FOMO.
FOMO.
That's right.
FOMO.
That's right.
That's right.
We underestimate the power of it, but we all experience it so often.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes sense. I heard that we're twice as motivated to avoid the fear than we are to get the thing, right?
So, yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, I think, for a lot of people, including myself. It's not like my nature to want to lean into that, but it's important. Like you said, day three, repitch, leading to the fear, the fire. And ultimately, that's what helps people move forward and change.
I just want to add, Rudy, that you can do FOMO and fire from a conscious, spiritual,
it's the only place,
congruent place. There's lots of people that don't do it from that place, and that's not what we're advocating. Definitely, like, you are being a stand for their transformation. That's the biggest, like, how when I'm in the fire during an offer, I'm like, I am being a stand. I am believing in them and this transformation that my program can bring. Because, you know, much like yourself, you've probably seen over and over and over again, when the clients do the work, all the magic and miracles that unfold in their life, whether it's making more money or balancing their hormones and feeling better again, losing weight, whatever the transformation is that you offer, you've seen that over and over again. So when you're making your offer, remember those success stories. Like behind the stage, I have a binder, and before the offer, I look at all the different names of the success stories and the rock stars and who we've impacted and who we've touched and transform. So you're really opening your arms and saying, come, I've got the way. You can do this. I believe in you. And that's how you do it from a clean, conscious place. And I think that that's an important piece to add.
Beautiful. Thank you, too. I love how you brought it back to doing it and from a clean, conscious place, because we want to have profitable and impactful lab events. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure to have both of you here and seeing you both in your zones of genius and collaboration and getting to hear your wins. Congratulations again on your literally just last week, client nearly $1 million live event. This is a wonderful interview, and I encourage our listeners tuning in to go check out Mark and Shan and go to their website. What was your website again, guys? It was
acthq.com.
There you go. BigImpactHQ.com. If you're a woman who's doing at least $500,000 in revenue and you want to scale, inquire about their upcoming live event and go download their free giveaway, the speaker blueprint. Figure out what kind of speaker you are and build from there. Thank you guys again for being with us. This has been wonderful.
Awesome, Rudy. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.